chunk on that. Still going to be short of the first down, but he's going to bring it all the way out to the 45-yard line. Going to make it now fourth down with about two to go.
Mikey, how are we going to get out of here without getting wet?
I don't know. We're not. We're not at all.
I got two umbrellas on us.
Two going, yes, sir. We're getting her done.
38-6, Shaq and Fairgrove Vikings at the end of the third quarter. Final quarter coming up here. You're listening to WROW AM 1340. We'll be right back for the final quarter.
The Michigan Department of Education recognized Caseville's Elementary School for beating the odds. This recognition elevates Caseville's elementary school to a reward school position for being in the top 5% of Michigan schools based on student proficiency and improvement. Student success is based on strong positive input from parents, school staff, and community. It's all part of the Caseville Advantage. A great place to live, a great place to learn, a great place to call home.
No. There we go. Start of the final quarter. 12 minutes left. Caseville has scored in this game. However, the Vikings lead 38-6. Mike Smith here, along with Eddie Fury on AM 1340 WLEW.
All right, we got a 4th-and-2 setup for the Vikings. Aldrich is back in a shotgun position. Might be even doing a punt.
Yes.
They're looking. They're going to punt it off. Kennedy's back deep for the Eagles. He's has a fair catch.
Yeah, the fair catch.
It's going to be fair caught at the 25-yard line for the Eagles. 75 yards to go for their next touchdown. Let's see what they can do this round.
Well, you know, had a fumble.
I think they're doing all they can, and they still can't keep the ball dry.
Yeah. Well, it's been raining off and on. It was raining heavily not too long ago, and it stopped again for us.
Mm-hmm.
Just good to see the team. And they're in the NCAA mailing. That's a tough league right now.
There it is.
Hand off to number 54, Aaron Pedery.
Pedery, the ball.
Pedery. Pedery, yeah.
Pedery.
It's a good run there, Nick Carey. Gain of about maybe 4 or 5 yards there for the Caseville Eagles after the handoff from Kennedy.
He's down, though.
Knees are down, and Pedery just got hit hard. Gets off slowly, and people taking a knee real quick. And he got off on his own accord there, so that's a good sign. 38-6. Vikings lead the Caseville Eagles. They're on offense.
Now second down and 5 for the Eagles.
I wonder, can they get that first victory? There'll be cheeseburgers beating, sir.
There will be.
11.5 minutes to go. Two backs in the backfield. Kennedy with the handoff. And a good run here by Simmons. And he gets the first down across to about, I would say, the 37-yard line. 36, 37.
I can see why maybe there's some fumbles early on for him because he was out there running with one hand on the ball. You'd probably hear the coaches hollering,
yep,
put both hands on that, cover that up.
That's right, and it was good protection, so a good call. Mikey, have you ever had a fumble?
No, I didn't. I played on the line and that linebacker spot most of the time, but
have you ever popped a fumble?
Yes, sir.
Under set hole. Kennedy with a hard count. Hands it off to Simmons again. Gain of 2-3 yards there. And Prince attacking the ball and lowering that shoulder and charging ahead. They were winning the ball quite much better there here in the second half than they did in the first half there.
They're just going to be going into the wind, so some passes are going to be hard for them to get. Second down and 7.
10:45 to go here. 38-6. Back of Fairgrove Vikings leading Case Marie goes here at Caseville High School. Two back to the backfield. Kennedy, fake handoff, looks down the field. Has a receiver. It's almost just out of reach as he flips and slides out of bounds. Number 13, Brandon Jepkowski, incomplete.
3rd and 6.
That's off the clock.
It was right there.
It was.
Ooh,
he had his on his fingers. But a catch like that's going to be really tough on a dry ball and extremely tough on a wet ball. 10:34 here in the fourth quarter. Mikey, if somebody had to get some fish bait, where would they go in Port Sanilac? Port Sanilac Bait and Sporting Goods.
Well, there's a quick plug there.
Yeah.
Also, a big shout-out to Detmer Farms at the corn maze. He stopped by at the radio station also.
Uh-huh. Good time. Good time of the season.
Here on AM 1340 WLW, Kennedy getting the shotgun look, looking for protection, gets a block, and lacrosse to about the 50-yard line for that carry on third down. He'll be about 2 or 1 yard short there for the first down.
And they should go for it.
Oh, yeah.
Came here.
Oh, yeah.
But I agree.
So all the sponsors, thank you. And if you want to sponsor high school football, especially during the playoffs or any special events, get a hold of our sales staff at WLW Radio Studios or at Thumb Broadcasting. Give them a call. Look us up or check out our website, thumbnet.net, for more info with the address and all our emails. Here are the replays of these high school football games also on our sports section of the website, thumbnet.net. Here are shotgun position, Kennedy looking down the field. And he's going to be stopped, and as he has turnover on downs, Kennedy is asking for a whistle. He goes, kind of late hit after the whistle there.
That was Aldridge on the sack. That's quarterback on quarterback action there.
Couldn't get anything going there. It'll be turnover on downs. And the ball will be taken over here by the Akron Fairgrove Vikings with 9:37 to go here, 38-6. Kennedy could have played. No, he had to play here because he goes to Caseville, but last year I think he played for Owengate. So he's showing his skill here, senior and a leader who knows how to play this game. A lot of these players playing eight-man football or football for the first time, he has to come out. Coach a little bit worried about him getting hit hard there.
All right, first down now for the Vikings. Aldridge is looking back to pass. Off to that left flat. That is an incomplete pass.
I think that wind might have carried it up there.
It was intended for the big back.
In fact, the wind almost carried me off like Mary Poppins.
Right, don't leave us. Don't leave us. So now second down and 10 on the first incomplete pass there of this drive. The ball's going to be just past midfield. It's going to be in the Eagles' territory on about the 46-yard line.
Special thanks again to Thumb Cellular or Cellular Services for this game to be broadcast by Thumb Cellular. Here we go. Shotgun position, man in motion. Aldridge charges ahead with the run. Gets the first down. Still going down the sideline and finally brought down close to about the 21-yard line. I do like the tenacity of the Caseville Eagles. However, they are still playing hard all the way to the end here, Mikey.
All right. That took about 24 yards or so for Aldridge on that. The big first down and a whole lot of extra. Takes them down into the red zone, or close to the red zone. They're going to be out at about the 22-yard line, just short of the red zone.
38-6, 9:20 to go here.
Go ahead, Aldrich in the shotgun. He hands it off. The motion man was number 25, Donovan.
How was that? Zostak?
Zostak. You're good at pronouncing last name, so I asked.
Zostak.
Zostak. Donovan Zostak with a little carry of about 1 yard. Do a lot of motion plays. They bring a lot of guys in motion and sometimes hand off to that motion man right in front of the quarterback.
Under 9 minutes to go here. 38-6. Vikings lead the Caseville Eagles.
Now, second down and 9. Aldridge is back in a shotgun position. And man in motion. So it is a quick handoff to the left side. That's Drew Hausen.
Heiser.
Drew Heiser for a couple yard pickup on that over the left far end. I'm going to maybe give him a yard on that. It's going to make now third down and 8. They're just going to keep working, keep working. That does it, finally get to the end of the red zone. Let's see some play selection here by the Akron Fairgrove head coach. Going to bring two receivers out to the right, one receiver to the left. That puts Aldridge in shotgun position. He's looking off to his right side as he rolls out. He's going to keep it himself, and he's going to roll out to the end and knocked out of bounds. That's knocked out by the quarterback, Kennedy, so we have more quarterback on quarterback action. He'll bring that ball all the way up to close to a first down. Let's see how they mark him. They maybe mark him a yard shy or so. It'll be fourth down and 1. And they're all the way down to about the... Yeah, fourth and less than 1, maybe fourth and a half a yard. Could be at the 12 or 13 yard line. We got two receivers out to the left, one to the right.